can all of our desire for success be always stymied? Will we forever be stopped on this road to success? No, we can't, because we are winners. This is Elder Yohanan, episode 567, Supernatural Power of Success, the final installment.
Elder Yohanan, your certified spiritual advisor, is here to help you with your everyday life. A specialist in wealth, a specialist in success, a specialist in love, and a specialist in good fortune. The four supernatural blessings in your life. You can reach him at Elder Yohanan, Yohanan, Box 993, Chicago, Illinois, 60617. Now, here's Elder Yohanan.
Back again. Yes, I'm back. Supernatural Power of Success, but this is the final edition. Okay, now you got to listen real good. Real good. Because this is sort of, well, this is sort of instruction. And our instruction comes from the Torah, from the Holy Bible. Now, with the Torah, you have law in there, you got a bunch of stuff, but it's all instruction. All of it is instruction. Now, let's go with it. For success, in Joshua 1:7, it reads, "Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may be a success wherever you go." Only be strong and very courageous. You cannot be weak. You can't be weak. And you have to be courageous. You have to be strong mentally. Mentally. Then it goes further. Be careful to do all the law. Be careful to do according to all the law. Now, what is the law? What is the law? Is it something just telling us what to do? Or does the law actually instruct us? Well, the law actually instructs us. It tells us what is the right way and the proper way to go. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you. Haven't you always had something you wish you would know infallibly? Haven't you always wanted to do something according to this, to a law which would never fail, which would never go wrong? Well, this is it. This is it. Now, you're told to be careful. You're told to not fault in this. You're told to be the perfect person to do according to the law. Yes, you're supposed to do according to the law. Now let me. You know, I'm going to digress for a moment. I'm going to digress for a moment. You are to do according to the law. You're not supposed to do the law. You're supposed to do according to it. That means that whatever you do should be the way the law says it. Not the way you think it, not the way your friend think it, not the way your love think it, but according to the law. According to, you're supposed to do it, you're supposed to not do the law, but do according to the law. Now, there are people who would bite me on that, I know. I know people who would say, well, Elder, you ain't right, but, you know, you have to do it all. No, this is according. To do according to the law. According to it. Now, that according could be, oh my God, almost anything. According to the law. You are to do according to the law, which says that whatever you do must line up with the law. It must line up, it must be parallel to the law. It's not going to be the law. It'll be according to the law. Moses, my servant, commands you. Moses, my servant, it says command. Well, but it means which my servant commanded, which my servant Moses commands you. So now, what did Moses do? He was given the instruction. He was giving it out. 1, 2, 3, 4, and you are supposed to do what according to that. To what Moses told you. All right, and it goes further. Do not turn from it. Do not turn from it. To the right or to the left. Don't turn from it. In other words, when you have this law, this according to this law, you're not to turn from it. Why? Because if you turn from it, you are going to turn away from it. The law, or according to the law, which Moses gave, if you go to the right, you don't went too far. If you go to the left, you don't went too far. You have to go straight ahead with it. Straight ahead. Now, what could be more simpler than that? Don't worry about, I think I would do better going this way, or I think I would do better if I went that way and did this. No, don't do it. Don't do it. Just go straight ahead. Straight ahead. Now, let's talk about success now. Go straight ahead. And then it says, so that you may have success, wherever you go. You cannot go to the right. You cannot go to it. You cannot go to the left. You just go straight ahead. Now, what could be plainer than that? You are to just follow this law, a law, and remember, and this is a law. This is a law. The law of success. It is a law. But you have to be careful to do according to the law. Do according to the law, because why? Because you cannot do the law. Uh-oh. You cannot do it. You would have to be a spiritual being to do the law. That's why he says according to the law. You are to do that which is just like the law, but you are to do the law. Oh, no. Oh, no, you are to follow it. And you are to, and you are not to turn from, to the right nor to the left from it. You are not to turn from it, right or left. Just do it straight forward. In other words, your mind is supposed to be so made up that nothing can sway you. That nothing can deter you. That nothing can be can take your mind off of according to this law. Because now remember now, you're supposed to be strong, you're supposed to be courageous in it. Yeah, you're supposed to be strong and courageous in it. That is why. That is why you are to be careful. Be careful. You are to really think about it. You are to really think about it. You are to really let nothing stir your mind a different way. You are to be careful about it. Yeah, you are not supposed to think about anything else except this what? According to the law. According to the law of what? The law of success. Wherever you go. Okay, the second one. Second Chronicles 20 and 20. Second Chronicles 20 and 20. They rose early in the morning and went out to the wilderness of Tekoa. And when they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, now listen to this. Listen to me, O Judah. Inhabitants of Jerusalem, put your trust in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Put your trust in His prophets and succeed. Now let's look at that again. You got up early in the morning. They got up early in the morning and went out to the wilderness. Now you do that every day. Every day you wake up early. In the morning and go out, you go out into this wilderness of Tekoa, the wilderness of nothing. Yeah, the wilderness of just bad happenings. You go out to it every single day. And when they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, now listen to me, he said, listen to me, O Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, put your trust in the Lord your God. Put your trust in the Lord your God. You are supposed to have your trust is in the Lord your God. Ain't supposed to trust no money. Ain't supposed to trust nothing else. No money. No coming. No going. No man. No woman. Supposed to put your trust in the Lord your God. And what will happen? You will be established. You will be. Now that's the problem why so many people have a flicky mind and a mind that ain't going nowhere because they put their trust in something else other than the Lord. Their trust is in their boyfriend or in their girlfriend. And when they down, oh Lord, when they joke you or mistreat you, well, what happens? You're shattered. You don't have nowhere to go. But if you put your trust in the Lord, your God, the Lord, your God, you will be established. You will be solid. You will not be let down. You will be a person who can, well, establishment means that you are standing upon where you are secure, but setting upon a high rock. A high rock. So this is saying, put your trust in the Lord, and you will be standing on a high rock. Yeah, you will not be flicky-minded or going here and there or something that is whimsical. Put your trust in the Lord your God. Put your trust in him and you will not be established. And he says why? Put your trust in his prophets and succeed. Put your trust in his prophets and succeed. Now, what is that? I thought I had my trust in the God. Why did I put my trust in his prophets and succeed? I put my trust in his prophets because there is no other way. Whatever his prophets tell you, whatever his prophets tell you, you will succeed in it. Whatever his prophets tell you, you will succeed in it. Nah. People have different prophets. They're preachers, they're pastors, they're elders. All those people are his prophets. But there's one thing about this prophet. You put your trust in his prophets. Not in the prophet of grace, not in the prophet of money, not in the prophet of good times, not in the prophet, only in his prophets. Whose prophets? The Lord's prophets. The Lord your God. Yahweh, your God's prophets. Put your trust in them. Why? Because those prophets ain't going to lie to you. Nope, they ain't going to lie. And you could be very, very technical about this. Yep, you don't have to even look at no prophets. You could be very, very technical about it. All you have to do is use the prophets of the Bible. That's all. Use those prophets. And what? You succeed. You can use the prophets of the Bible and succeed. You ain't got to find a prophet. You ain't got to see if one is real. You ain't got to go through that. Just use one that's already you know. You already know that one can preach the truth. He does give you the truth, and then what happens? You succeed. See, this is very, very simple. Very simple. First, you trust the Lord your God with all your might, and you will be established. You'll be set upon a rock, firmly upon a rock, in fact, chained to it. Put your trust in your prophet, in his prophets, and you will succeed. You will succeed. Now, that'll stop you a second time. The first way is be strong and courageous. Be careful to do it according to all law, which most of the time my servant commands you. Turn to the light. Do not turn from it, from right to or to the left, so that you have success wherever you go. Now, what happens here? He says it. Joseph says, now listen to me. Listen to me, people of Judah, people of Jerusalem. Put your trust in your Lord, your God, and you will be established. If you put your trust in him, you will be established. Put your trust in his prophets and succeed. That's all. Put your trust in his prophets and succeed. Now, look at this. Look at this. In Ecclesiastes 11 and 6, it says, sow your seed in the morning, and do not be idle in the evening. For you don't know whether morning or evening sowing will succeed, or whether both of them alike will be good. Now, this is telling you. It don't matter when you hear it. It don't matter when you hit. Now, the first, now this one, Bubba says, they rose early in the morning and heard Jehoshaphat. But this part here says, it don't matter. It don't matter. So you see in the morning and the evening. You don't know which one to be prosperous, morning or evening. Morning or evening. And that says what? They will succeed. Now, morning or evening, sowing a seed can mean a bunch of things. For me, I tell you, not for me, just for me now. Now, it could be for you, but for me. Sowing in the morning means my praying. Yeah, I pray every morning and every evening, no matter what. I do not forget a time to pray in the morning. I do not forget a time to pray in the evening. I do it all, morning and evening. And it says, I will succeed. Or whether both of them alike will be good. Well, you ain't going to get me. You know, I ain't going to just get you on the morning and forget you in the evening. I ain't going to just get you in the evening and forget you in the morning. I'm going to do morning and evening. Why? So that both of them alike will be good. I want both of them to be good. I want to lay down to sleep and wake up in the morning a success. I want to be a success any time of day or night. I want to be a success. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I pray three times a day, and once more, at midnight, I wake up and pray. Yeah, I pray at midnight. But now, when I pray, oh, you got to watch out for something there. Because when I pray, I'm calling the angels of Almighty God to listen to my prayer. I'm calling all the angels to come and listen to my prayer. I'm calling all the angels to be here with me. I'm calling all the angels to make a testimony of my prayer. I'm calling all the angels to please take my prayer to heaven. Take my prayer to Almighty God. And you know what? They do it. Yeah. They do it. You know, I'm just going to digress for a minute. One thing that I've been concerned about is the number of people that listen to me. And I've been worried about it. I've been fretting about it. But you know what? On Tuesday, the 24th, I got 1,297 people to listen to me. Oh boy, I'm surprised. They had me electric. But you know what happened? On Tuesday, the 25th, I had 1,303 people listening to me. Now then I said, wow, I'm doing better. But then on the 26th, I had 1,367 people. And I said, wow, I'm going up. Then on the 27th, I had 1,445 people listening to me. My God Almighty, I'm doing better. And then after that, I said, well, I ain't going to get, Saturday is the 28th, there ain't no more. You know, I might as well quit. But on Saturday, the 28th, I had 1,111 people to listen to me. You know what? What God was showing me was that my morning and evening sowing had succeeded. It had went on. And with that, with that son, a part of me rejoices. Now I'll tell you another part of it. I get some success out of that. I get some success out of that. The Lord saw to it that my sowing morning and evening, would return good. Good. Now, here's another one. Proverbs 16 and 3. Proverbs 16 and 3. It says, commit your works unto the Lord, and your plans will be established. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. See, one thing that I did is because I didn't see nothing, I just gave it to the Lord. I said, well, Lord, it's up to you. You do it. Ain't nothing I can do about it. You do it. I committed this work to the Lord. Yes, I did. I just gave it up. I said, Lord, it's yours. It ain't mine. It's yours. But you know what he did? My plans were established. My plans were established. So all of the stuff that I was doing, I was strong and courageous and was careful to do according to all the law of Moses, my command to me. Do not turn from right or to left, and you have a success wherever you go. I rose up early in the morning, and I put my trust in the Lord my God, and I was established to put your trust in this process and succeed. I did that. I sowed my seed in the morning, and it was not out of the evening, for you do not know whether or not the morning or evening sowing shall succeed. I didn't. No, I continually still do. Morning, evening, sowing, I still do it. But this one here, I committed my works to the Lord. The first thing I did was say, well, you know, Lord, I don't know how it's going, but it's yours. It's all up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you. And you know what? The Lord heard that prayer. The Lord heard that prayer. Now, I don't know what he did. He might have just took some angels and made them do, I don't know. But he committed, he took the commission of my works unto himself. And my plans were established. They were established. But that's not all. That's a law. Because in Proverbs 15:22, you know, one thing about this, in doing this, it takes you, you know, I had to one time listen to someone else. Yeah, I had to listen to someone else. And I had gotten tired of it, and I just thought, well, maybe something's wrong with them or something. You know, they don't know, but I'm going to keep on doing it now. I didn't stop. But I thought, well, maybe whoever I was listening to wasn't good enough or something like that. And Proverbs 15:22 says, without consultation, plans are frustrated. Without consultation, plans are frustrated. So now that's saying if you ain't got no consultation, if you ain't listening to nobody, if you ain't got nobody telling you what's right and what's wrong, your plan's going to be frustrated anyway. Your plans are going to be frustrated. So without consultation, and that means, I'm telling all of you that. Listen. Listen, don't be afraid to get some spiritual consultation. Glory. Don't be afraid to get spiritual consultation. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. You can get it here if you're going. If you don't have none, you can get some here. And the number is 1-800-275-5336. 1-800-275-5336. Extension 059862. Extension 059862. If you don't have no consultation, you better get some. You better get some, because without consultation, your plans are frustrated. You ain't going to have none. You ain't going to have no plans worth nothing because your consultation. You don't have none. You don't have none. So get you some consultation. But he ends it with something. He says, but with many counselors, they succeed. With many counselors, they succeed. You know, I ain't afraid. I ain't afraid of nobody going to me and someone else. I'm not afraid of that. I'm not afraid of that. Because why? Because I know what I heard. I know what the Lord told me. I know what he told me is right. I know that what he said, if he tells me something to tell you, it was for you. I know that. I know that. But many counselors shall succeed. And what does that mean? What does that mean? It means that when the Lord gives you something, he's going to tell somebody else too. And this one, and that one, and that one, that one, that one. He's going to tell a bunch of prophets. A bunch of prophets. So, when he tells you something, the truth is, with many counselors, a thing, they succeed. Many counselors. Many counselors. See, there's folks that don't believe in going to nobody else. They got to go to this one and if that one, something, you know, they go away or something, you know, they just cannot listen to no one else. But this says, but in many counselors, these things are, you will succeed. In many counselors, not just one, but two or three or four, they will succeed. Now, I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something. You are talking to somebody who does that. Yeah. If the Lord prophesies to me, I go to another one. And another one, and another one. And I don't go to another man now. Hear me right. I go to a woman. Yeah, I go to a woman. I do not go to a man. I do not go to a man. Why? Because male and female, he created them. He didn't create a male and male. He created a male and female. I go to another prophet, a woman, to tell me, and I go to another, and another, and another. Then he tells me the thing is right. Why? Because he established it with two and three and four different prophets. So you see, when you have the prophecy of the Lord, or by success. Now, this is what you got to do. Only be strong and courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law of Moses, which Moses my son had commanded. Do it. Do not turn from it to the right and to the left, so that you will have success wherever you go. Now, that is laying it out. That is laying out what my success is. But don't stop there now. Just say, there rose up early in the morning. That's saying when you get your behind up out the bed in the morning, go out and go out into the wilderness of Tekoa. The wilderness of Tekoa is anything, glory be to God, which is not right. When you go out, now I said, who stood up then? Jehoshaphat stood and said, he said, now listen to me, boy. Listen to this. O Judah and the heavens of Judah, put your trust in the Lord, your God, and be established. Put your trust in the Lord your God and be established. Put your trust in his prophets and succeed. And remember, if you ain't got no other prophets, ain't got no other problems. You got the one in the Bible. You got the ones in the Bible. Now, with me, I couldn't stop there. No, I didn't stop there because I believe everything that the Lord God has said. So it says, so in the morning. Sow your seed in the morning, do not be out in the evening, for you do not know whether or not morning and evening will succeed, or whether both of them alike shall be good. And with me, that sowing was sowing what? Prayer. It was sowing prayer. Not just your type of prayer, not something where I'm just saying words. Oh, no. I put my spirit in it. I put my spirit, and I'm going to tell y'all now, if you want your spirit to be in your prayers, if you want your spirit to be in your prayers, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth and pray silently. What happens? The spirits around you, they see your prayers. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. They see them. They hear them. They feel them. Your prayers are better off unless you you can speak them. I ain't saying nothing wrong with that. But close your mouth for a while. Close your mouth. And think your prayers out. Think them out. Then you will be sowing in the morning and in the evening. And you don't know it because both of them will be alike good. Now for me, I'm saying, and for you too. My works, I got tired of them. Now, I'll tell you, I just got tired of it. I was just plumb tired of it. I was through with it. But I kept on praying. Kept on. I pray in the morning, pray in the evening. And it don't matter when I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray that prayer in the morning and in the evening. I'm going to pray. But when I got tired, what I do, I committed it to the Lord. I said, well, Lord, this thing is yours. I can't do nothing with it. I can't do nothing with it. I rolled it over on the Lord. And he is the one, as it says there, and your plans will be established. He established it. You know, I wanted the thing to work. I wanted, and I'm saying the thing with these listeners, of course, I want it to work. And he worked it. He worked it. And to top it all off, it says, without consultation, clans are frustrated. If you do not receive consultation from another prophet, if you do not receive consultation from another prophet, it will be, your plan will be frustrated. It will be frustrated. Nah, Now, you got to make sure it's a prophet you're going to talk to. Yeah, you got to make sure. And I tell you again, if you don't have none, you can always use the prophets where? In the Bible. Yeah. You can always use the prophets in the Bible. Or you can come to me if you want. You can come to me. You know, 1-800-275-5336. 1-800-275-5336. Extension 0559862. Extension 0559862. Now that's all. Without consultation, your plans are frustrated. But with counselors, with many counselors, they succeed. Many counselors, not one or two, many counselors. Many counselors. See, ain't nothing wrong with going to three or four people. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Because if it's right, the Spirit is going to tell all of them the same thing. Glory be to God. He's going to tell them all the same thing. If it is right. If it's right. Therefore, you ain't got to worry about nothing. Ain't got to worry about nothing. Because the Spirit of Almighty God done told them. Yeah, it done told them the truth. It done told them all the same thing. And the first thing, you know, I'm going to tell you something. The way that you do it is you go to one, whatever the one tell you, you go to the second. You tell them the same thing, the same complaint, same problem, and you listen to what he answers. If he answers you the same thing, then you got it. Then you go to the third. You tell him the same problem. How did he answer it? The same way, then you got it. On and on and on. There is nothing wrong with getting multi-consultation. See, I'm just one man. I am just one person. I'm one individual whom the Lord God may prophesy. I am just only a single person. But when he prophesies through another, and through another, and through another, and through another, you have something big. And I'll tell you about me. I'll tell you. With me, I go to somebody different from me. See, I'm a man. You don't believe it? Well, I'll show you. I'm a man. Well, what I go to is a woman. Yes, I do. I go to a woman. And she tells me the same thing. Now, she don't know what's happening. All I do is tell her, well, she'll go like this. Well, do you want to read? And I say, what the devil is this? I said, yes, Lord. Yes, ma'am, I want to read. Now, how did she know that? How did she know that? Because the Spirit of God told her that. The Spirit of God told her that. And then she tells me. Then she reads me. She reads me. And all I can say is, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, that's all. Yes, ma'am. Just go right on with it. Yes, ma'am. You see, God has a way of confirming himself. When you are looking for success, this is the way to look for it. And when you have the supernatural power of sin, because I'm going to tell you, it's supernatural and it's a power. It's a power. Oh, yeah. It's a power. But it's a supernatural power of success. The Lord God will confirm it every way you go, every way you turn, every way you even think about it, the Lord God confirms it. Yes, he does. He confirms it every which way you go, hither, thither, you know, every way you turn. Every way you turn. Because this is a power which you have as a human being. Uh-oh. A power which you have. And one thing about God and his power, one thing about him, he's going to make sure you're going to know it. Oh, yeah, you're going to know it. You're going to know it's there. You're going to know what it's doing. You're going to know what it's for. You are going to know it. You are going to know it. It is a supernatural power of success, but you are going to know it. You are going to know it. And I tell you again, there are four supernatural powers. The supernatural power of wealth. The supernatural power of success. The supernatural power of love. And the supernatural power of good fortune. You will know it. You will know those powers. You will know those powers. Those powers are among all of God's children, all of God's creatures. Now, there's some children out here whom God has that don't know it. Yeah, it's something he has that don't know, but it don't make no difference because still they have the power. Glory to God. But when you got the power and know it, you got it and know it, there's, so much which you can do. Now, with that success, what about on the job? What it is saying is you will have that new job. You will have that new boss. You will have that new raise. You will have it all. Because it is supernatural. It is from God. It is from Almighty God. It's coming out your hand right now. Yeah, I'm talking to you. It's coming out your hands right now. There's plasma. Woo! The plasma of God, almighty burning fire of God, is coming out your hands right now. And you have the success. You have the success. You might not want it. You might not have thought of it. You might not even think you could even do it. But it is there. It's there, whether you like it or not. Yeah, there is something which a person receives. Which he always had. Yeah. There he is. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? You have the supernatural power of success. It is yours. So when you go to that new job, quit thinking that it'll be anything other than a success. You know, certain people, when you go to a job, all you're concerned about is working. And when I went to work today, I went to work yesterday, I went to work next week, I'll be there next week. That's all you think about is I went to work. Well, what are you going to work for? What did you go to work for? You went to work to be a success. You went to work in order to have it under your control. You went to work because you have a supernatural power, and nobody there can really, really, really know what it is. Only you know it. You know it. Nobody else knows it. It is yours. It is yours because you obtained it. Because you are one which God is using. You are the supernatural power of success. Like it or not, if you use these things, you will be it, no matter what.
Love.
This is Elder Yohanan. And you know what? I approve this message.
Elder Yohanan, your certified spiritual advisor, is here to help you with your everyday life. A specialist in wealth, a specialist in success, a specialist in love, and a specialist in good fortune. The four supernatural blessings in your life. You can reach him at Elder Yohanan, Yohanan, Box 993, Chicago, Illinois, 60617. Now, here's